Have you ever felt as if you were an unwitting passenger in your own interactions? You tell yourself a dozen times that this once you will not lose it with your child, colleague, family member, or spouse. But in the heat of the moment, oh my, there it goes. The unkind word, the raised voice, the torrent of what you really think. Maybe you're not the explosive type. Instead of lashing out, you shut down because you're either disgusted, I don't need this, or overwhelmed, I can't handle this, or both at the same time. Maybe you're neither aggressive nor withdrawn. Maybe for the most part, you're moderate, even-tempered, and sensible. It's just that your partner isn't. Welcome to humanity. Your desire is to finally get through to them or finally be left the hell alone. But the reins have been ripped from your hands and you find yourself galloping toward the edge of a cliff. Sometimes you watch it all happen, knowing it's wrong, knowing you don't want to do this. In other moments, you abandon your good intentions altogether, jump right onto the horse's back, and pull on the reins even harder. You scream louder. You shut down even more impenetrably. Sooner or later, in minutes or hours, days, even weeks, you come to your senses. And then it's time for you to do damage control. Or you both just move on, sweeping the whole thing under the rug until the next time. Aren't you just sick of it? Don't you regret it? This is not how you want to live, and you keep promising yourself that this time you'll be different, or they will be different. And indeed, things are fine for a while, maybe even a long while, until she turns away cold and unloving, or until he disrespects and takes liberties again. You just want to get through to that jerk. You have the right. You need to be heard. Or you just want to be left unperturbed. Why can't she just accept you as you are? You signed up for marriage, not a lifelong self-improvement course. It has been said that there are two types of couples in the world, those who fight and those who distance. I'd add a third type, those who do both. One rails while the other shuts down, hailstorm and tortoise. I'm a relationship expert who's spoken about and given workshops on superlative relationships to corporations, to the general public, and to psychotherapists around the world. Over three decades, thousands of mental health professionals and corporate coaches have trained in the model of therapy I've created called relational life therapy, and countless individuals and couples have benefited. If you find yourself frequently fighting with your partner, if you feel unheard or frustrated, if you often feel underappreciated or overly controlled, distanced from, walled off and lonely, or just poorly treated, this book offers you a completely new way to relate. It's about changing the way you see yourself in relation to your partner, so that your life is neither a desert nor a battle. In this book, I am asking you to do something pretty revolutionary, something that will require changing some fundamental parts of your identity, even, for many of you, changing who you think of yourselves as being to begin with.